Timmy's house adventures near, so two is a maiden and fawn. A centaur and a dragon's here, with a wife and a steep on the lawn. Timmy's house, oh Timmy's house, fiddle-dee, widdle-dee-doo. He stomped the dragon and fingered the fawn, and is covered in wyvern poo.
Welcome one and all to another Big Timmy's House Adventures. Last week we had the 200th episode of the podcast in general, although when I went to, well, basically what happened was I went to upload the episode before and it said, this is episode 199, and I was like, next episode will be the 200th episode. And then the people that I use must have had some sort of glitch, because when I went to upload the 200th episode, it was then like, this is episode 197 or 98. And I was like, fucking hell. So I'm assuming that the episodes are just like decreasing or increasing or whatever. I have no idea. So, apologies for that. This is probably like 199, or it could be 10,000. Who knows? Depends on what the bloody people podcast service that I use decides to do. If any of you have suggestions for other podcast services that I could use that might be better, please just like drop us a comment on the Big Timmy's House Twitter or Facebook page, and I'll have a look. But yeah, not happy. Anyway, back to D&D. So last time on Big Timmy's House Adventures, we were in the cave fighting some troglodytes and helping the kobolds. Lee, basically turned on one of the kobolds because of the orb. Will he turn on more kobolds? Will we find more troglodytes to kill? You'll just have to listen to this very episode. Spoilers, they find more troglodytes. Right. Go!
So, I've moved your characters into the next section, just because I know you're heading that way anyway.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
It shows what you know. We were going to stay there forever.
Hopefully your screen moved there as well.
Yep.
And continue however you wish.
Let's follow them.
So, looking the ramp going down, it then breaks off at a T-junction, and the kobolds that you're following are heading to the right.
Can we still see okay?
It's now getting darker, but yes, you can definitely see as you've picked up your torch again. Your sunrod is very bright.
Sunrod, that's what you call
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's it, sunrod.
Go away,
yeah,
Moth.
Yeah, that's true, eternal light, that's why.
It's a very, very bright torch.
I'm going to go this way.
Okay. So let me reveal things. So with your sunrod, especially looking that way as well, I'll reveal up to about there. Bing. I'll clear this bit of rock as well. Oop. And then you guys. So as you're down, this below section is all water. This is not rocks or anything. So you got a massive pool of water there. Let me just resize these tokens a bit. They seem a bit big.
Can I ask the kobolds what's going on?
You can, but they are continuing moving. They did hear you. All they say is, troglodytes, attack! As they continue moving further in the corridor.
We'll follow them.
Right.
Do we want to send somebody with Matt?
You're all splitting up.
Should probably send somebody with Matt.
I'm just having a look.
Okay, so Matt, where you're going, the path continues on. You're seeing lots of scaffolding, and the pathway then leads to what begins to turn into a pool of water. But you can also see that the path is going downwards as well. Lee's kind of standing in the middle, just looking both ways, like, ah.
I'll say to Felix, like, if you back, you go and watch Lee, we'll sort of go and see what's going on with the troglodytes.
So now revealing the end of that corridor, the path is going deeper underwater. So if you were to continue that way, you would have to start swimming.
Then I shall return.
As Felix kind of gently skips and sees you coming back, and he just turns around and starts skipping back.
Skipping back. Like, yay, you've returned.
I brought him back. It was very easy.
I'm not a fan of water.
Are you still feeling murderous?
With the sun rod going and Matt quite close to the front lines, currently it will be very difficult to sneak if you wanted to try. You'd be like at disadvantage.
I'd say we just at this point we're sort of like ready to fuck shit up sort of thing.
And you're hearing the sounds of battle again, as these troglodytes would be about here at this point, as we're going to go into battle mode. And Felix, as always, just to make this area easier, let me just test a few things first. Okay, that's good. Right. Felix doing his thing. Sends out a few little puffballs of flares around the area. Just so I can reveal it. And saves the ball ache of slowly revealing everything. You're seeing a big battle of kobolds. The kobold marked in with the red dot looks different from all the rest, as he has like this. He's kind of dressed a bit like a Cubone. He has the skull of an animal covering his head. And he has like this short, tattered robe on him, and he's wielding a staff, as all the other kobolds are armored up with shields. And you know these, the armored ones especially, you know them as the dragon shield kobolds. And around the area, you're also seeing the troglodytes.
Right.
Let me just alter some of their health, as battle has been going on this whole time.
I guess we'll just scream, like,
attack!
Protect the wire him. I'll be like, protect that one!
Protect the one in red! Protect the one with the skull!
Protect the Cubone looking motherfucker!
Milo, I'm going to get you to roll perception just to see how fantastic your eyes are. You're focused more on the battle than anything else. Okay. All right. Battle mode. So I'm just going to move Felix in, so make sure he's the right size. Let's get you guys on the squares. Milo might need to be shrunk a little bit.
It's always the way.
All right. And these are all big boy troglodytes as well. So the first one must have been the only younger troglodyte. The rest are more adults.
Oh, okay.
Are these
any particular colors?
Unfortunately, no. It seems like those were more rarer troglodytes that he found that were colored.
Oh. Good job, we stole their scales.
Yeah.
Milo, Matt, click your token and then click initiative, or click roll by initiative. Now we'll add you to the initiative order.
Sorry, I don't know that again.
So you go to stats on your character sheet.
Yeah.
And where it says initiative, you want to click your token first and then click roll.
And we've got an extra guest today. There's Milo, which is battling the curtains. The real Milo was fighting curtains. You going to tell everyone how your battle went? No? You shy? It's all right, monkey. Here we go.
All right. And then Get these guys. Add them in. And I will need... Ooh, I'm hearing myself. So then add this one in. Oh, Worm Priest getting a natural 20, so he actually gets an extra action. Okay, so I need to up you guys by 2 because so Giggles, so Felix is at 8, Giggles, you're at 14, Milo, you're at 32. You're on the ball. You're very alert, apparently. And Lee, you're at 11.
It's all the experience I have from fighting curtains.
Okay, first up, Milo. No. Okay, so Worm Priest, he got a natural 20. So he would actually get his go. I'll say he has that bonus attack first. And then we'll go to you, Milo, with your 32. Worm Priest, there you are. Okay, so the Worm Priest, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 1 more. He kind of gets into range, but keeps his distance as he then, with one clawed reptilian hand, he brings it to his staff and pulls from it as this electrical energy comes out, and he creates an orb of energy in his hand and then blasts it towards the troglodyte right at the back. Ten, I think, unfortunately misses.
Ooh. Ooh.
Yeah, with that distance away, the troglodyte has enough time to dodge out the way.
You fired and you missed.
Now Milo, you can continue.
So Milo's going to go, like he sort of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. He sort of like moves behind, like further into the battlefield, and he sees this one in the corner. He sort of like his ears twitch, and he's like, he can hear the sort of using his like cat hearing, and he sort of just like he marks the target and then dual strikes it from a distance.
Marking, looking at your thing, it says you mark the nearest enemy, so unfortunately okay. That one's too far away to mark.
Well, I'll mark this one, the closest enemy then.
Yeah,
so the allies get a bonus from it, but I'll attack this guy
already with your dual strike him.
Yeah, yeah, because I figure I might as well try and help that guy get murdered.
First shot misses, but your second one gets a natural 20, dealing max damage.
Nice.
So that was a 10, and then we roll the d10 one more time. Ah, 1, so it's 11. Still, it's a good number.
Yeah, that's, yeah, you know.
It's the second arrow flies upwards and then bows down and goes thump straight into him. Anything else you wish to do?
I'll just say to the allies, I was like, go for this guy down here. He's marked. Punch him. Kill him.
They're ignoring you.
Well, that's great.
They're too focused on defending the Worm Priest.
Explaining to the other guys, like...
Now the Worm Priest. Okay. Worm Priest is going to try his energy ball again.
Kami, Kami, ha!
Okay. As he shoots his energy ball at the same troglodyte that he missed earlier, with a 17, I believe that hits... Definitely hits the ball this time, thumps into him, sparking energy and lightning all around him, dealing 11 damage.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, man.
As the troglodyte's like, ah! And the troglodyte would then move 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The other troglodytes.
And the rest.
5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. These ones are charging to the worm priest. 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And I guess you would be there then.
Oh, yeah.
As this other troglodyte will back up and slam his shield in front of him, holding his sword out at the ready. And the other two kobolds. One hits, well, as in it hits, but it doesn't cut, so it's not enough to hurt him.
Oh.
And the other one whiffs, so misses as the troglodyte is moving around.
He just wafts him.
And he's going to shift round. Oh, yeah, and they're next to it, so that's a minus two to them as well. So, yeah, they've definitely failed, as he'll shift over here. Troglodytes. Okay, so the first one that's by these kobolds at the bottom, who's marked as well, swings its great club. Troglodyte. Max damage.
Woo!
That's not good. That's the troglodyte.
Dealing 8. Why is that? Hang on. D4 size, got 2 of them. I wonder why it said red by the damage, if max is 8.
Maybe
he's getting an extra 4 as well. Okay. So yeah, with the natural 20, it's always maxed. So 8, so that's 12, dealing 12 damage to this kobold here.
No!
As it thumps into him. And you hear the crunching sound as it hits his armor. 3. And he's looking very worse for wear. He's a bit winded now. Other troglodyte. 1, 2, 3. Comes up to him. And comes in to give him a bite.
No!
19. On the fortitude. Hits. Dealing 6 damage.
Oh no. Oh.
As you see blood spurt out from his shoulder. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The troglodyte at the back launches a javelin at the worm priest. Completely fails. The lightning going through his body stiffens his arm up as he just completely misses the target in a spasm. He ends up throwing it at the other troglodyte instead.
No!
4, 8, 7. Okay. I mean, that troglodyte gets a javelin in his back.
That's quite good.
It's like, ah!
That's like an Ace Ventura.
Yeah.
Hand me the spear! And it just goes into his leg. And he's like,
Giggles.
Me!
All right, so you're right at the back.
Right at the back. Right. So obviously I need to come forward, obviously.
So
move forward as many squares as I can. 6? Is it 6?
Yeah, 6.
6 squares.
And then going to attack
this guy.
Yes, I'm going to storm strike or storm spike or lightning splurge.
Lightning splurge.
Yeah!
Straight
from my fingers.
Crotch. You're just like, and that's,
which one you're hitting, the one at the bottom?
Yeah.
Okay.
The one that was marked.
Yeah.
That one was marked, wasn't it?
Yes, yeah, that coming was in. 20 definitely hits.
Woo!
Dealing 11 damage plus another 2, so 13.
Whoop, 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 whoop.
Whip, whip.
And Milo's like, he said,
anything else you wish to do?
Can Can I do perception on the water?
You may indeed.
Because it could be chaos from Sonic the Hedgehog.
25. Focusing out on the water, and obviously the floor is very damp and everything. I would say what inspired you to do that is you're getting strange feeling of something out there in the darkness. And when you're focusing, you manage, as in your elven ways, you kind of go in a meditative state and close your eyes because you're trying to tune out the sounds of battle all around you and the hissing and the rah and the spells. And as you do that, and you start to hear your own heartbeat, you then begin to hear gargled noises in the distance, of just like it sounds almost like maybe someone is drowning, like there's someone struggling out in the darkness.
Okay.
Oh. Well,
it's coming from the not that side. It's coming from more down this area.
It could be the worm that the priest is for. You never know.
Could be.
It's Lee. Just an idizzle.
Right. I'm going to move.
Yep.
And I'm going to fire my crossbow here.
Alrighty. So roll the crossbow. Oh, that was like teetering on 20 as well. Unfortunately, with that 6, the bolt, your crossbow twangs, but the bolt kind of just flips above the string. And it just caused it to pop out the crossbow.
No!
That's, I mean, you know.
Anything else you wish to do, Lee?
Yes. I would like to shout bollocks.
All right.
I think that's fair enough.
Yeah.
Felix. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Let's have a look, Felix. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, you need to get a bit closer for that. You've used your laughter spell, so I can't get you to make someone laugh. All right. Hang on. What's this one?
I'm surprised because I'd just be making everyone piss themselves. Focusing into one giant piss yourself spell.
Okay. So it begins. He begins whispering like he would with mockery. Only you're hearing him instead say that those claws, they look so good. You just want them. You want to feel them, like truly feel them, like inside of you.
Oh, like God!
Like put them inside of you. as he's saying this to the troglodyte below. And he's trying to cast suggestion on the troglodyte.
What kind of suggestion?
He's trying to get him to put his claws
26 in. Versus its will. That troglodyte does a claw attack on itself as he's like, this is a good idea, and shoves his claws into his chest, dealing 8 damage.
Wow.
As he begins ripping himself apart. And he's marked as well. So 12 damage.
Wow. Holy
guacamole. That's messed up, that is.
That is messed up.
He then snaps out of it and looks at himself like, you'd see the troglodyte. If he could show emotion in his face, he would look shocked. as to what he's done. With that, energy then begins to radiate from Felix with his wild magic. 88. Okay. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 60. Oh, wow. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. All right. We've got a D12 coming in. 11. Lady Giggles, you suddenly feel light as a feather as this energy bursts out in a massive radius. It's like going all the way up to the Worm Priest in a ripple effect. But it only affects you, Giggles, and you now feel as light as a feather, and you are able to fly.
Wow!
As you start hovering off the ground slightly.
Whee! Look at me, I can fly! That's cool.
I'm a cat.
I see. Yeah. As then Felix kind of cowers looking and is like, I didn't blast anyone, I didn't, and then sees you floating beside him, is like, oh my god, embrace the chaos, Giggles.
Thank you.
Milo.
I'm just like, what the fuck? move forward a bit to this with next to the other guys, and then fire at the troglodyte that I was aiming at before.
All right, first bolt coming in, max damage.
Woohoo!
Keenly, I smash it in the eye,
dealing 12 damage to it with that first shot.
Oh,
he is now bloodied. Second shot coming in.
Oh.
11, it missed.
Sailed right past it.
Your first shot was a critical. Anything else you wish to do?
I'll try and just say form up around the Wyrm Priest, I guess. To the other, what's it called?
Kobolds.
Yep. To the kobolds, I'll be like, form up around him. So like trying to get them to, I'm trying protect to organize him. Them basically.
Like Spartans.
Yeah, yeah.
18, as they're like way ahead of you. As they seem to already be forming a formation around him.
Well, I figured I'd try again in the general armor. So,
Worm like... Priest now. Okay. He is going to... He begins chanting a spell almost... He's holding his staff and his other free hand... He holds kind of close to his face as he bows down, and you hear him kind of just whispering in Draconic, but you can't quite hear what he's saying as energy begins to radiate off him. And you see the kobolds. Literally all the kobolds. Kobolds in the burst. Okay, so every kobold also then begins to start to glow as each of them gain 5 temporary hit points.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
So they've got a bit of protection. If they take damage, the temporary hit points are taken away first before it does their actual health.
Cool beans.
It's made them survive a bit longer. As the Worm Priest then just shifts down a bit.
Wow, who thought that Lady Giggles would be able to fly by the end of this episode? She did, and it's all gravy. Hooray! So, thank you again, as always, to Dave for writing the story and DMing. Thanks to Not Like Matt and Lady Giggles for participating. And thank you for listening. I've been Big Timmy. Get out of my house. Oh, and don't forget to check out JazzChicken87 on Twitch.tv. If you're listening to this on the day of release, he's doing a charity stream in which he's raising money for brain research, which I need apparently because my brain isn't working. Anyway, get out of my house. Go and donate some money to charity. Woohoo! Bye.